The Senate has passed a bill to prevent major cyber attacks. The bill is known as the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act, and it's been pretty controversial. Dave Wennergren is Senior Vice President of Technology for the Professional Services Council. He views it through the lens of the contracting community, and he joins us now to share that perspective. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Emily.
So let's start off just talking about the bill. What are the key parts for your members of the PSC?
Well, cybersecurity is a national imperative, and so we, like everyone around this nation, should be very glad that Congress has actually taken action to do something about this this big problem. And issues around sharing of information are crucially important. And likewise, issues around liability protections for those that do share information are equally important too. And so we're interested in the provisions of the law that allow the sharing of information so that we can all raise the bar in security together. We're interested in the provisions of the law that help ensure liability protections for those that do show the information about what's going on inside of their networks. There are, like with anything, the need for more clarity. There's need for clarity around the use of government intrusion detection monitoring, like Einstein, for commercial solutions and public clouds, and the issue of voluntary information sharing, which is what the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act talks about, and then the mandatory information sharing requirements that already exist in other statutes and regulations like the draft OMB acquisition guidance and the DoD acquisition guidance.
Getting into the details a bit, how do companies feel about the Homeland Security Department rather than the intelligence community being the focal point for that information sharing?
Well, it was an interesting thing. As you point out, the Senate has passed CISA, and then there are two House bills that cover the same area. One started from the Intelligence Committee and focuses on the intelligence community, and the other one is around DHS. And I'd have to say there's probably, broadly, greater confidence around the DHS role, because after all, this is about defensive cybersecurity and homeland security in a greater sense. Some might be concerned around the intelligence community, particularly in fears around surveillance and overreach in, I'll say, a post-Snowden era. Having said all that, though, DHS will need some authorities, particularly on the federal side. Right now, DHS has the job of securing the .gov domain, if you will, but they don't have the same kind of authorities that exist, for example, inside of DOD. If a defense component doesn't do good cybersecurity, then they can be, you know, unplugged from the network, so to speak. And for DHS, it's much more of an advisory role with federal agencies.
Right, and cajoling.
Yeah, exactly. I would say is a key, begging, pleading, cajoling.
Is a key part of that. If this bill were to pass, what would be the impact on companies?
Well, I think you have to sort of think through that what we'd like to make sure happens is that we have robust information sharing so that we can all be aware of threats as they're happening and what to be looking for. And so there's great power in being able to share information. But we also have to ensure that we don't set up a double standard where we have a different set of expectations, let's say, for companies than we do for government. I would argue that, you know, the incident response and protection of people's identities when an incident happens is maybe not an even playing field right now. So we need to think about how do we protect a company that does good due diligence, protects their networks, does everything we want them to do, and then something bad still happens so that they can share that information and not be penalized or harmed in their ability to do business. So there are issues around that have to get taken care of. I think there's issues around we should report once, you know, the incident response kind of stuff. Companies do business with multiple federal agencies. We need to have a consistent, streamlined approach about how we report when something does happen and protect people for doing and being good citizens.
The liability protections has been a major concern that companies, they want to feel like they're not going to be sued or they're not going to be hurt in any way for giving up this information. Does this bill achieve that that level of protection?
Well, I think it would be good to be even more clear about it, because right now you have a really sort of mixed bag. You have a set of statutes and regulations already in place that mandate reporting within certain time periods for certain types of events. You have new acquisition guidance being developed, already implemented in DOD and under consideration by OMB that hits on this subject. And so it is something we need to be more explicitly clear about, both from the standpoint of I'm sharing information about what's going on inside of the network that I'm running, but also something is bad is happening, and I want to make sure that you, the government, know about it so we can all, you know, help defend and protect together. And again, you know, you did due diligence. You did everything the government and the law asked you to do. You need to make sure that you're not somehow harmed, because otherwise you're completely stifling the likelihood that people will share information.
We're speaking with Dave Wennergren of the Professional Services Council. Now, critics have said that the bill raises privacy concerns, and they fear that it would give the federal government too much information on individuals. Companies, I know, have focused more on what this would do to them, but is the privacy issue a concern to companies?
Well, the privacy issue is a concern, I think, to all of us. And clearly, you know, the two different House bills with the predominant role for DHS versus the intelligence community, I mean, sort of speaks to, like, I'll say, a lurking fear that many people have about, you know, what will this information be used for? And so I think building more clarity around, you know, what's the information going to be used for? How will it be shared? For what purposes? What will we not do with it? Right? Because otherwise we do run the risks of overreach, or what happens to the information, and how well is the information protected? If the information is served up and stored on some government operation, have we raised the bar in security for federal agencies so that we feel confident that information is secure and protected, unlike what happened with OPM recently? And so, there is provisions in the bill about, you know, IGs doing reviews to make sure that civil liberties and privacy is being taken care of. But I think it's something we need to all strongly, you know, make sure we're feeling good about together.
And that underscores that even though the bill has gotten pretty far when you compare the fact that the Senate has passed it and other bills in previous years trying to do the same thing have ended up not becoming law. But we're still at the beginning of the road, it sounds like. You said several times that we need more clarity on different issues here.
Right. I think this is a good step. It's sort of like FITAR last year, a good next step. But we need to have clarity around some of the issues that are problematic in the current wording, and that could be worked out potentially in conference between the House and the Senate. And we also need to think about then what additionally is needed. Because, again, this focuses a lot on information sharing between private entities and between private entities and the government. But there's also the whole issue around incidents, what happens when somebody is hacked, and you know, we respond to it, and how are we protecting people and protecting liabilities for those that are, you know, doing the right thing and sharing information about what's happening.
Dave Wennergren is Senior Vice President of Technology for the Professional Services Council. Thank you, Dave.
My pleasure.